The following message was recorded live at Crossroads Church, a grace-centered community in central Alberta.
Hey, everybody. It's good to have you with us today. And today what I want to do is just encourage you by sharing story of what God is doing right here in Red Deer in central Alberta. If you reflect back to last fall, we did a series called Sent. And the key verse there was, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And I've personalized that, and I hope you do too. As the Father sent me, so I send you, Dan, right into Red Deer in central Alberta. And, you know, when we talk about the kingdom of God coming, the thing we got to remember is He usually brings it through His own people. And it's happening right here in Red Deer in central Alberta. You're going to hear a story today from four people who took seriously the call to go right into central Alberta with the good news, to use the gifts and abilities and talents they have to make a difference right here. You're going to hear from a businessman, from a beautiful senior named Pauline, and from two guys out at Sylvan Lake who are building missional communities. So let me pass the baton and you listen to the first story.
We are in downtown Red Deer at the Dream Center. I'm here with Rob Warnder, who's a volunteer board member here. The Dream Center is one of those really exciting things that is happening in Red Deer. Rob, why don't you tell us more about this project and when you anticipate it to be open?
Well, we pulled the building permit about 2 to 3 months ago. Sashalk and his crew came in, gutted the walls, the framing, pulled the wood. Volunteers pulled all the nails, saved the boards so that they can be used again. That demolition's all been done, completed. Next step was they poured some concrete footings to get ready for the steel foundation that's coming in. That'll come in next week, and then it'll be full bore through to opening, and we hope to open late this year, early next.
So where do you see God in this project?
Well, it's been a little bit like a Bible story. There's been main players and minor players. And the main players, definitely Sashalk, Wes Giesbrick, they've co-chaired this from the beginning. It's their inspiration. They started it. They remain the leaders of it. So there's those two. And then there are countless, though, minor players. From people that have given sacrificially to a neat concept that Dave Grobe inspired, which is called Freedom Funders. And that allows people to give on a monthly basis to support. I guess it'd be somewhat like tithing, but it's supporting the monthly expenditures because we'll need that to support operating as we move into the future.
So, Rob, you're a successful businessman. Why the Dream Center, and when did you get involved?
I got involved, a bit of history. So they had gone to the Municipal Planning Commission for approval because the use of this building was a discretionary use. They went to MPC, everything seemed to be going along swimmingly, and they got surprised at the end by what was a 3-3 vote. Well, first of all, the board should have never sat as an even number. The 3-3 vote meant that it was denied. So that necessitated an appeal to the Development Appeal Board, and that's when I was contacted and asked to help them out. So that was the start of my involvement, was the Development Appeal Board. And a neat story there was the actual hearing itself. It's held in council chambers, city council chambers, second, third floor of City Hall. It's a big chamber. It would probably hold, I'm guessing, 200 people, maybe more. There would normally be on a normal development appeal board application, maybe 6 people in attendance. The board, a few more, 3 from the city and the applicant. Well, council room was full, packed. They had to open up, I think not just one, but 2 other rooms so people could hear the proceedings and be called on to speak to the proceedings. I think over 50 to 100 people spoke in favor of the application. And I know some business acquaintances who I know well that were there to speak against the application. And interesting that each and every one of those left before the application finished without speaking. So I think it just spoke to the fact that they saw the need, and I think there are so many misconceptions about the Dream Center, what it isn't, right? And or it's important to speak to what it isn't. And it isn't an injection site. It's not a needle program. It's not a detox center. It's a treatment program. I really think it's akin to a hospital. So on people hearing that, I think their hearts are turned because everybody agrees there's a need for treatment. There's the odd person that doesn't want it in their backyard, but considering where we are located, amongst what used to be five bars or strip clubs, the Dream Center can only be an improvement to the block that we're on, and I think it brings a light to a dark place.
So, Rob, how can others get involved? Are there areas where they can fit in still?
There were volunteers that helped with the teardown, the demolition, and that volunteer group came from all over Central Alberta. It was amazing. We'll need volunteers as we move forward as well, with cleaning, with non-skilled work. We've got a help button set up, or will have, on our site. You can go there, hit the button. As well, there's a contact area on the site, and you can text us, email us, and our volunteer coordinator will get back to you and find a job for you.
Well, Rob, it was so exciting to meet with you and to hear more about the Dream Center. It is definitely something we need in Red Deer. And thank you so much for your expertise and your input and just sharing more about the Dream Center. We look forward to the day where it's actually going to have open doors.
I love to hear God stories, and I think you do too. And I love the way that Rob has taken his gifts and abilities as a businessman, lawyer, and said, you know, how can I use this for the kingdom of God in Red Deer in Central Alberta? And the Dream Center is going to make a huge difference in our community. Well, you know what? You're going to hear another God story, but this time from a senior lady named Pauline. And I'm pumped about this because Pauline just doesn't know anything about retiring from God's work. I know you'll be encouraged as Pastor Ken leads us through her story.
Well, we want to welcome you here to Parkvale Lodge. I'm with a very dear friend and sister in Christ, Pauline Hoare. She's one of the residents here. And through COVID, God has given her a unique opportunity to reach out to her neighbor. Pauline, why don't you tell us a little bit about that opportunity?
Well, I was thrilled to have the opportunity. We could not get a pastor for the one Sunday of the month. And the recreation lady here said to me, do you think you could do something, Pauline? Well, I actually said no. When I got back to my room, I thought, you ask God for a ministry, it's put right in your lap, and you've said no. So I went back and I said yes, and it's just been a thrill to be able to connect with the people and share with them and them share with me. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. And I will tell you that if God asks you to do anything, He will equip you. He equipped me with everything, what to say, what to do, even provided the table and the chair. We didn't have to ask for a thing. So all this stemmed from that.
So Pauline, you also did something on a Saturday night every week that affected all the residents of the lodge. Could you tell us about that?
I'm sorry, I'm not connecting
the
with
verses.
You.
The scripture verses.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
it's okay.
The Lord put it in my heart to handwrite a scripture verse for everybody here that wanted one. And so I started delivering them every Saturday night. And they were just overwhelmed and looked forward to it every Sunday. In fact, one lady got up and she went to the box and it wasn't there, and she thought, Pauline, stop doing this. She got back to her room and it was Saturday. So
that's the wrong day.
Yeah, that's how much they love having these verses.
Yeah. So they received this well,
the service and the
verses.
Everybody was really encouraging, helped me along. It was just amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and a lady here that is nearly 100 and just died, she was a huge encourager in everything that I did, so I really will miss her.
Yeah.
But no, it's just been a wonderful experience.
So how can we pray for you and engage with you further in this ministry?
I think one thing right now, we have a lot of people, they've either died or gone to more care or gone to a different lodge, and we have about half our congregation, but it would be lovely to see more people come. The prayer perhaps is to help me know how to go about encouraging more people to come to church.
Okay.
So I think that's the biggest thing right now.
Yeah. Would it be possible, obviously with COVID lightening up and less restrictions, of actually inviting people to come? Because we hold a service here on the second Sundays of the month, to have people come in with us?
That would be wonderful. And everybody enjoys it when there's, a little bit of different type of entertainment along with the service.
Sure.
No, that would be a good idea.
Yeah. So just a final word from you, Pauline, for our audience. Is there something you can share from what your experience is that would be beneficial to someone listening out there?
If the Lord asks you to do something that you feel you're not really capable of, I can assure you that the Lord will help you. He'll provide you with every single thing that you need above what you can believe yourself. I think we have to make that first step to say to the Lord, yes, I'm willing to do this, and put it all in His hands.
Amen. That's a good word.
Yeah.
That's a very good word.
With the people that are unbelievers and don't come to church, I often have an opportunity at coffee breaks. You know, they get on different topics and I can give a Christian point of view. And another opportunity I take is if somebody's going to the hospital or perhaps they've had a death in the family, I'll just go to them and quietly say, would you like me to pray? And if they want me to, certainly we do. And if they don't, well, I just say, wish them all the best. But one lady, that's how I started off. And I went to her every week for 3 years. And then she accepted the Lord as her Savior.
Hallelujah.
So don't give up.
Glory. That's awesome. That's a great word, Pauline.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Appreciate you
more
so
than
much.
Welcome.
Yeah.
More than welcome. No, I've just loved doing it, and I love the challenge of something that I can't do, and see how the Lord's going to work it out.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun watching Him show up?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Boy, the sun even shone, didn't it?
That's it.
Well, there you have two great stories, a businessman and a senior lady that are saying, Lord, what can I do? How can I use my gifts for your kingdom? And they're just saying yes to the opportunities right in front of them. Well, we're going to head out to Sylvan Lake and we're going to meet a couple of guys, Dan Jensen, Colton Nash, and they're going to share with us what they're doing and what they call it is missional communities, building missional communities in Sylvan Lake. Those are communities that, well, they take the words of Jesus seriously, just to go into all the world, share the good news. They're going into all of Sylvan Lake and sharing the good news, and they're seeing some amazing results. You'll be encouraged by their story. Hey everybody, welcome. I wish you were sitting out here at Sylvan Lake with us. We're right near the beach and I'm with two of my friends I'd like to introduce to you. Colton Nunn. And Colton's married to a beautiful lady named Erin. Yep. And then Dan Jensen. And Dan is married to Megan with three kids. What are their names, Dan?
Yeah, I've got Evie, Lewis, and Judah.
Awesome. You know, I first met Dan at Timber Coffee. You were the manager, and I think your wife Erin was there.
Yeah.
That's my third office, actually.
Yeah.
And that's Youth Unlimited is really behind Timber Coffee, right? And now Colton and Dan have moved into another part of God's kingdom. And I thought I'd love you to hear a bit of their story. So Colton and Dan, tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so we're in Sylvan Lake. Pastor Dan said, me and Dan, we worked for Youth Unlimited, Youth for Christ. Dan managed the coffee shop. I was managing the indoor skate park side of things. We did that for 5 years. Had a blast, led a ton of kids to the Lord, got to baptize a ton of kids, had amazing, cool stories. God did some crazy things, and we love Youth Unlimited and what they're doing. So it wasn't till this COVID season that things sort of came to this winding halt and everything was happening. And so none of this that I'm about to say was out of rebellion. It was out of a feel, out of a call that we feel like the Lord had placed on both Dan's heart and my heart to just step out and keep moving, even when the world seemed like it was on pause. And so from there, we launched this thing that we had been doing for 5 years previously, just on the side, and it's evolved from so many things: small group, Bible study, friends get together, house church, and we've landed on missional community. And so that's what we're doing here in Sylvan Lake. The whole goal is to live out what the Bible is saying. And that is hard, easy, and scary.
All at the same time.
And so, yeah, missional community, like what are some things what we do? And
yeah, our three main pillars are to invite, equip, and to multiply our people. We want to see every believer, not only in Sylvan, not only in our living rooms or our gatherings, activated and equipped to share the gospel and make disciples. So
that's
what we're
cool.
All about.
Yeah. How many people would you say are walking with you on this journey right now?
Yeah. If everybody came all at once, there'd be 40, 50 people, you know, one time, right. Second time. But we believe Jesus's numbers were beautiful.
Yeah.
He had his inner circle of three. He had his group of 12, and then he had his larger gatherings, the Sermon on the Mount, 2,000, 5,000 people. So we believe comfortably sitting in a living room should be about 12 people, just like Jesus did.
Yeah. You know, we were talking a little ahead of time here, and I just want to bring this point up, but you're not just sitting comfortably in a living room.
No. Yeah.
I mean, you're on mission.
Yeah.
So give us a bit of a picture of what the mission component looks like down here at Sylvan Lake.
Yeah. Yeah, the mission component is, it's a bunch of different things. We have people that, they started coming to our missional community unsaved, 50, 55 years old. Before they gave their lives to the Lord, they came to an event we were hosting in Red Deer, feeding homeless people, and we took some money, our groups together. We made all these backpacks right before Christmas, and these people came out with half of them probably non-believers, and they were just blown away by how normal people are. Even when they seem like they're in the lowest point and they're crazy or whatever, they're dangerous. At the end of it, we went, so did anyone feel threatened? No. Did anyone have any cool moments with God and another person? Yes. And from that, we're seeing people that aren't saved going, how do I get involved in this? Who is this Jesus guy? Can I have some more questions? I have more questions. And so we've done, you know, the downtown ministry. We've done beach ministry, where we simply come with a little fire pit and some hot dogs and ask people as they're walking by, hey, do you want a hot dog?
Bought $10 Timber gift cards.
Really?
And went to our literal neighbors. People that we felt God put on our hearts. We just left a little note right before Christmas and said, hope this blesses you. Hope you can buy some groceries at Sobeys.
Yeah.
So all sorts of things. But the line for us, for the missional component, was actually getting outside of the living room, getting into the public sphere, and trying to share Jesus and like a tangible, practical blessing as well.
So you've actually, I mean, I know you've seen people come to Christ, you've baptized them here. Yeah. They've had some great baptisms out here. Tell us about that. That's really exciting.
Yeah, so just two Sundays ago, our missional communities met together and we worshiped outside. And a side note, I think there's something really powerful when we worship outside of our normal buildings. When your praise, when your declaration, the goodness of God goes into this sometimes chaotic atmosphere, like in Sylvan Lake, it breaks something. Yeah. So we're worshiping, we're celebrating Jesus. And then these six kids, they were just mingling around us. Yeah. And I went up and talked to them. Hey, do you guys want a hot dog and a pop? Sure. Hey, do you guys, what do you think about God? Do you want my real opinion? Yes, we won't be offended. Tell us how you really feel about faith and about Jesus. So we start this conversation and Colton comes in and we've got this really cool tool that we use often called the three circles. So Colton writes it in the mulch, like the bark mulch on the side of the thing. This is the gospel. This is what Jesus did for the forgiveness of your sins, for your brokenness. Would you guys want this right now? No pressure. Absolutely. They didn't hesitate once, Dan. Yeah. They just said, we're in. Wow. Yeah. Five out of the six got baptized immediately.
Wow.
We said, we could do classes for 4 weeks, or we could do it the biblical way. You guys could hop in the lake right now. We'll get in there with you. And they all did. So that was one Sunday.
And the cool part about that story is there is a bunch of people with us that was their first time doing that thing. And they actually didn't even want to come. They were scared. They didn't want to sing in public. They didn't want to have to pray for anyone. But the second they saw these kids and how willing their hearts were and how ready their spirits were to respond to Jesus' spirit, they all of a sudden came out of their shells. And then you saw them come up and how can we be praying for you? And can I get your number? I can follow up with you. Oh, there's this really good Bible app. Yes. I would read through the Bible with you if you wanted. And so it's this amazing thing. The cool part is we leave that evening. Well, guess who phones us the next morning? The two girls who got baptized, youth, 15 years old, phone my wife and they go, hey, we've already led one of our friends to the Lord. And she wants to come and get baptized now and hear some more about. So we meet them at Timber the next day. Dan's the funny thing is it's Sylvan's a small community. So you show up at Timber, I'm probably going to bump into him and some other people I know. Everyone on the patio knows each other. Now we're all praying for this young 15-year-old youth. We explain the gospel to her. She wants it. And we go, do you want to get baptized? Yeah. Everyone gets up. We walk the 10-minute walk down to the beach right in front here. Baptize her. It's awesome. We love living in Sylvan Lake. Hey,
you had a great story earlier about a baptism going on, a canoe going by.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about that. They'd love to hear that.
That one. Yeah. So we've got four baptisms, a guy and his daughter that go to Crossroads actually faithfully every Sunday, Kevin and Caddy. And so we get our people baptized, and then Colton's on the microphone. We had this little wireless boom box, and he goes, does anybody else watching, hearing my voice right now, do you guys want to know Jesus? Do you want to be introduced to Jesus? Does anybody here want to be baptized? And this lady literally paddles up in her kayak, about 50, 55 years old. She gets out of the boat, and she says, I would love to be baptized right now. Yeah. So there's 12 of us. We surrounded her. We prayed for her. We heard a bit of her story. Yeah. She grew up in the church, and she just said, I've never done this publicly, and I'd love to in the moment. It was so sweet.
That is really great. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that is important to me is, you know, I mean, that we understand that God is on the move in Central Alberta and obviously at Sylvan Lake. Yeah. And how can we partner with you or help you in any way to just, you know, say, keep going. This is awesome stuff. I mean, give us some ideas.
Yeah, first off, this kind of thing is, like, me and Dan have been pumped for the last 3 weeks knowing that we get to chat with you and what an honor it is to sit here and sit in front of your amazing congregation and just get to share our story. Two unschooled, ordinary men.
Yeah. That sounds like New Testament stuff.
We boast in that.
Yeah.
Do you fish? No,
only when I need to pay the taxes. To get involved, I mean, we always say there's three ways, prayer, time, and money. And you would think that prayer would be the easiest one, but it's actually the hardest one.
Yeah.
It takes it takes commitment. It takes sitting down. It takes listening. Yeah, just that war room prayer style. And we covet those prayers. We covet the people who surround us in prayer and lift us up. And we honestly feel like the things we get to see God do, we are just walking on the shoulders of the people that are praying for us. Time, how can people...
Yeah, I would say if you guys are free on a Monday or Wednesday and you want to just see what we're doing, you don't have to say a word, but we'd probably invite you to, just come watch it. Yeah. And I honestly believe once you witness it, you'll realize, oh, it's actually not that hard.
Yeah.
It's you're just with your family, your spiritual family, and you're just loving on people.
Yeah.
I think we make it harder than it actually is.
Yeah.
So just come literally join us, see what we're doing, come learn some of the tools we're teaching our people.
Yeah.
And it'll be awesome. And thirdly.
Yeah, I'll just add to that. It doesn't just happen in Sylvan. You don't need a lake or a beach or, that can happen anywhere. Thirdly, money.
Resources,
yeah. Money. Me and Dan are missionaries. Our full wage comes from the support of amazing people partnering with us. And we get to do what we do because of that. What is our mission statement?
Our personal mission statement. To be available for anybody who wants to start or strengthen a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
So we're available 7 days a week for all that.
Yeah. So we call ourselves community pastors. Maybe one day we'll be as good as Dan. But
aim higher.
Yeah, aim higher. But yeah, it's literally just making ourselves available so that. And we can only do that by the support of people. And so the support that we take in as a missional community, we actually give all of that right back out the next week
to an outreach,
a need in the community. And you guys probably do that on a large scale. So if you have resources or money, there's the missional community side of it. And if you just would love to support me and Dan, there's that side of it as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I just so appreciate being able to sit down with you both. And, you know, this is like God on the move right here in Central Alberta. And I want to, there's a scripture I want to leave you with. And it's the end of 1 Corinthians 15, where it says, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. You guys are doing the work of the Lord. And we honor you for that.
Thank you.
And then it says, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain, which means not for, there's always fruit.
Yeah.
And you know, you're doing stuff that's going to last forever. Mm-hmm. And I know they have a dream, and I know we share in it that one day, if you turn off the highway and come into Sylvan Lake, people are going to say, what's with the presence here? This becomes not known for a party town, but a place where Jesus is number one.
Yeah.
And I think we need to dream big dreams and get behind these guys fully. So I'm really pumped hearing you.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more.
Yeah.
And stay tuned, because we're going to hear more even on a Sunday morning, I hope. But can I pray for you guys?
Yeah, thanks.
Lord, as Crossroads Church, we just want to honor these men that love you and love the people of this community. Father, thank you for Colton and Dan and their families and for the people gathered around them. And Father, I pray that nobody and nothing would thwart your purposes for them, that your kingdom would advance forcefully in Central Alberta and especially in Sylvan Lake. Mm-hmm. Father, that what we're seeing would just be like the trickle from the temple in Ezekiel 47.
Yeah.
That it would one day become a mighty river.
Yeah.
So, Father, we just commit them to you. I pray that we wouldn't forget to pray for them, to be involved, and to give of our resources, our money, for your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much, man.
Oh, that was awesome.
That just flowed real good, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Three great stories of God at work right here in Red Deer in Central Alberta. And I'm so encouraged, because when I hear those stories, it reminds me that Central Alberta matters to Jesus Christ. And he's all over this place. He's at work here. A few months ago, we discovered that the name I Am for God actually means I am actively present. I like to think of it that way, that God is actively present right here in Central Alberta. And my job is to ask the question, so what are the opportunities in front of me to partner with the God who's actively present? The God who loves the people of this city and of all of Central Alberta, who sent his son to die for them. And you know what? We have one opportunity with our lives to make a difference. That's what I loved about these stories. They're saying, you know what? I want to make a difference for God and for His kingdom. And so the question I leave with you today is this. Where are you seeing God at work? Where can you actually say yes to the opportunities God has placed in front of you? And then take them and actually expect God to work with you. You'll never regret it. And we'll look forward one day to God looking in our eyes and saying, well done, good and faithful servant. Bless you today. I want to just say a prayer for all of us and for our city and for Central Alberta. Father, it's so good to hear these stories because it reminds us that you're at work right here where we live. And Father, we pray today that you would press your heart on us for this city and for Central Alberta. I pray that you would show us the opportunities that are right in front of us and that you'd give us the courage to say yes. So Father, today as we wrap this up and we go back to our homes and our work this week, I just pray that you would bless us and keep us, that you'd continue to give us your favor and your grace, and that you'd lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, who gives us peace as we go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.